This is a CHLY news update. With summer right around the corner, the annual Nanaimo Music Festival is back with a fresh new paint job after adapting to challenges faced in 2024. Local analog, audio, and record store Sound Heritage has hosted the annual music festival since 2017, first known as Festival Lemieux. The festival started as a celebration to remember Anton Lemieux, a local musician who passed away from opioid poisoning. 1 year later, the then owner of Sound Heritage and father of Lemieux opted to change the name of the event to Backyard Fest. The festival aims to highlight underground and emerging local artists, bringing them to the spotlight and giving them the opportunity to show off their talents to the public. Returning to its typical schedule, the event will be held during this month's Song Weekend from May 15 to 17, featuring up to 60 performers and 3 DJs, including artists such as Elise Boulanger, Aster Dawn, and Anti Nothing. Back in 2024, the festival was almost postponed after the city of Nanaimo considered the venue unsafe due to its lack of a proper fire exit. The venue had a single entrance and exit, making it dangerous in case a fire broke out. The festival was allowed to continue in the backyard as planned, however, organizers were told that upgrades would be necessary for the coming years. The CHOY spoke with Christiane Vosper, a volunteer media liaison speaking on behalf of the event and the new nonprofit organization advocating for the arts in Nanaimo.
Last year, we couldn't get the permits to have it there because it was deemed unsafe because there weren't 2 fire exits. So yeah, they turned on a dime and just turned kind of something that could have been the end of the festival into an amazing opportunity.
Needing to pivot to a new venue for 2025, organizers Jack Proctor and Brandon Holm teamed up with the community to keep the party going, creating a substitute festival named Sung City. This new iteration of the celebration expanded the party to multiple venues around downtown, adding locations like The Queens, The Vault Cafe, and Unit. Sung City was first designed to keep Nanaimo's underground arts and music scene alive, just while the backyard renovations were completed in the meantime. Nevertheless, the festival has grown far beyond a temporary fix. Sung City has quickly grown into a staple event in downtown Nanaimo. The event led to the creation of the non-profit organization known as the Sung City Art Society, which aims to promote the arts and use of public spaces for local artists to show their talent.
Okay, Sung City is so awesome. They have over 50 performers, and half of them at least are local from Nanaimo. It's like a beautiful way to experience downtown Nanaimo and to experience like a vibrant underground music community that exists in based in downtown Nanaimo.
This year, the backyard is back with a newly renovated staircase serving as a fire exit leading to Cavan Street, with a fresh coat of paint and an improved stage for performers.
Well, the staircase looks great. Pete Jonker and his team at Jonker Custom Building built the staircase, and as is all their work, it's beautiful and kind of rustic looking.
I don't have any fans or anything like that. CHOY spoke with Sound Heritage owner Nathan Randall as he gears up to host once more. During the weekend, Randall opened the backyard store a week early with an open house and silent auction to raise money for the project and continue funding improvements and renovations. The early celebration featured the official reveal of the brand new The Backyard sign, a merch shop, live performances from the local musician, tours of the ground, and beverages to liven the scene. The event operated as a showcase of the venue's progress on its improvements and renovations, giving audiences a chance to get excited before the festival began.
So we are very excited to be sort of launching the backyard as a venue and event space this Saturday with an open house and silent auction fundraising event.
The open house and fundraiser has something different planned with the silent auction, allowing anyone to financially support the renovation through bidding for featured items, donated from Randall's friends, community members, and even items directly from Sound Heritage.
So, we will have several tables laid out in the back with various items that people can bid on. So there will be little pieces of paper beside each item where you can write your name and the amount that you would like to bid on that item for. All of the revenue from the items that we sell will go towards the outstanding cost and future improvement costs for the backyard.
Yes.
CHOY spoke with returning performer Elise Boulanger about the festival's return.
Yeah, I'm so glad that this festival has continued in all of its various formations. I love that it feels like so local, but all of the people who have helped be a part of it are also like super qualified, and they've always been supporters of the local music and art scene, so it's like run by a really solid crew. And they also bring in like such a different diversity that Nanaimo and Snanaimoch don't often get to see, I would say.
As a three-year veteran, Boulanger plans to expand her performance this year to make it more interactive and collaborative.
My set for Sunk City Music Festival this year is quite different. I'm trying to just like chill out, do a more like DIY approach, and bring both attendees of the festival and other festival performers in the mix. So I've done a call out to both attendees and other festival musicians to join our set. And so I'm going to be providing some learning resources for a few of my songs, like sheet music or just like lyrics with pop chords. And then, yeah, we can kind of create these new sounds together, and it'll be spontaneous, but like extra beautiful at the same time.
Sunk City will be held through May 15 to 17 across many venues around downtown, including The Backyard, The Queens, The Vault Cafe, and Unit. More information is available on the official Sunk City's website. For CHOY News, this is Luis Sabla.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.